4NXY.
4HGX. Hey, David.
KQ4LOO Mobile.
Patrick, the other fellow there, I think I talked to you in the morning. I don't know if I can't remember if this morning or yesterday. Anyway, I believe you had some radio questions, and I think the other day you answered some of them for you. Patrick, so I gather you're no longer going to be in the tool business.
Be with Matco.
Okay. Well, we'll see what develops then. It seemed like I heard you discussing maybe getting you a camper and you and the wife doing a little camping.
My surgery is scheduled for June the 12th, and so everything for the next few months revolves around that for me.
And I know exactly what you mean. I'm trying to get a procedure done, and I got to get my sugar down enough before they'll do it because they're scared I'll get infected. So anyway, I got to get my A1C down below an 8, and I go in a few weeks to get that done and da-da-da-da-da-da. But anyway, that's another story.
Get it down here without too much trouble. I know how that is. My wife deals with it, so I know all about it. Fortunately for me, mine is always on the lower side, so I don't have that issue. But everybody in my family does. They all have high blood sugar, so I'm the odd man out.
Strange and ironic, my mom loves sweets really big time, and she was about the only one in the family that didn't have diabetes, so that was a good thing with her, you know, so that was really good. So yeah, it works out that way sometimes. And yeah, they put an insulin pump on me, and I'm keeping a whole lot closer watch on my sugars and what I eat and all that, so I think the A1C will be in the right spot, and then, I'll be ready to get everything else done. But so are they going to put in a new knee on you, a replacement, or what are they going to do?
Now they're planning to replace a partial knee, but they said there is a chance that I could get a full knee. Once they open it up, there's a question there that they can't answer until they actually cut it open. So, kind of iffy which way it's going to happen.
Well, how long will the physical therapy be? To give you any idea on that?
Give me a recovery time of 8 to 12 weeks. So, 2 to 3 months of dealing with recovery. They say I'll be up walking around pretty much that day, but just won't be able to do anything.
Yeah, I was in the ICU over in Anderson a few weeks. Well, no, it was more than a few weeks back in December when they worked on my neck and took a blockage out and all that junk. But anyway, yeah, no matter what they had done to the people, they were getting them up and getting them to walk, you know, if nothing, just a few feet and then back to the bed. They want to get you up and walking as soon as they can.
But moving, that's for sure. They don't want that knee getting stiff, and I can't blame them. I don't know what happened to Tal there. I don't know if he is not hearing us or what, but we'll leave a little space to see if he can come in here.
Marie's got me some homemade sugar-free ice cream done, so I'm going to go get me a bowl of that and enjoy it. You have a good afternoon out there, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY, I'll be clear on your final.
Great, David. Good to hear you, and you and Miss Marie enjoy that sugar-free I'm waiting on my son to pick me up here in just a few minutes to take me out for my birthday dinner. So, you have a good evening. I'll be good.